USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The end is near for the nation's oldest living former president.
Jimmy Carter is going to be receiving hospice care at his Georgia home. After a series of short hospital stays, the former president has decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family. A statement from his foundation went on to say that Carter will receive hospice care instead of any additional medical intervention. The Carter family is asking for privacy at this time.
John Schaefer reporting. Carter, who's 98, served as commander-in-chief from 1977 to 1981. After leaving the White House, he and his wife, Rosalynn, spent the next 30 years building homes and advocating for the nonprofit Habitat for Humanity. The U.S. response to a recent Chinese surveillance balloon is being called hysterical, according to a top Chinese diplomat. Wang Yi spoke at the annual Munich Security Conference on Saturday, reiterating the balloon that was shot down over the Atlantic Ocean earlier this month was an unmanned civilian airship that had been blown off course. Wang says the U.S. failed to handle the situation calmly and professionally, and the belief that the craft was made for surveillance was absurd. The U.S. is reacting to the latest North Korean missile test. A National Security Council spokesman called Saturday's firing of a long-range missile into the Sea of Japan, quote, a flagrant violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions. North Korea's launch came just a day after the country threatened to respond to joint military exercises involving the U.S. and South Korea. Classes at Michigan State University are set to resume tomorrow, 1 week after a shooter killed 3 students and wounded 5 others. Many students, though, and community members are contesting that decision, saying it's too soon, and thousands are petitioning for online or hybrid classes. Funerals were held this weekend for 2 of the 3 victims killed in the mass shooting. A service for the 3rd is taking place in the coming days. In NBA All-Star festivities Saturday night, the Blazers' Damian Lillard won the 3-point contest, and the Philadelphia 76ers' Mac McClung took the slam dunk contest. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris is accusing Russia of committing war crimes in Ukraine, saying the U.S. has examined the evidence and put the Kremlin on notice.
To all those who have perpetrated these crimes, and to their superiors, who are complicit in these crimes, you will be held to account.
She says the world has witnessed Russian forces engaging horrendous atrocities. Harris said justice must be served on behalf of all the victims. Meanwhile, President Biden is preparing for a trip to Poland.
Biden is set to depart on Monday and will deliver remarks the next day ahead of the 1-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The president's expected to talk about how the U.S. will continue to rally international support for Ukraine to defend itself against Russia. I'm Karen Sloan.
Monday is President's Day. That means the markets will be closed. However, there are some key economic reports on the horizon. Existing home sales for January are due out Tuesday. The minutes of the Federal Reserve's last meeting dropping the following day. GDP data and jobless claims will be released Thursday, while the week wraps up Friday with consumer spending, personal income, consumer sentiment, and new home sales. This is a nonprofit business group expects the U.S. will tip into a recession in 2023. The conference board's chief economist cited high inflation, rising interest rates, and falling consumer spending as factors. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.